This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April.
We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year, and likely much more than that. Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
As of now, there are several trials underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. U.S. government health officials have scrapped a controversial piece of coronavirus testing guidance. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted advice saying people who did not feel sick did not need to get tested. The change baffled public health experts and led to speculation that Trump administration political appointees forced the shift. The CDC has now essentially gone back to its earlier guidance that anyone spending at least 15 minutes within 6 feet of somebody with a documented infection should get tested. The agency calls the change a clarification needed due to the significance of asymptomatic and presymptomatic transmission. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Days season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon. The move to reimpose sweeping restrictions at this time has drawn anger from many residents already struggling because of an economic downturn. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 1,000 meters of home, with only a few exceptions, including commuting to work. Social distancing and limits on the number of attendees allowed at usually packed synagogues will also affect Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. That festival begins at sunset on September 27th.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The UN's top human rights body on Friday passed a resolution backed by the European Union seeking quick and enhanced scrutiny of alleged violations in Belarus by authorities under President Alexander Lukashenko. The Human Rights Council voted 23-2 with 22 abstentions on the resolution. It calls on the UN Human Rights Chief to look into the situation of rights in the former Soviet Republic and report back by the end of the year. The 47-member body rejected 17 amendments that had sought to alter the language. The vote followed a dramatic, urgent debate in which Belarus and backers like China, Russia, and Venezuela sought to muzzle speakers like Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, a former English teacher who placed second to Lukashenko in the country's disputed presidential election last month. Taiwan's military has scrambled fighter jets in response to China sending fighter aircraft over the Taiwan Strait in an unusually large show of force that coincides with a U.S. envoy holding closed-door meetings with officials in Taiwan. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
In response to Undersecretary of State Keith Kroc's visit, a unit of the Chinese People's Liberation Army has held combat exercises in the region, Taiwan's defense ministry saying two bombers and 16 fighter jets crossed into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Taiwan scrambled jets in response and monitored the movements of the Chinese planes. Kroc's trip follows a visit in August by the Health Secretary Alex Azar, the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since the U.S. switched formal relations from Taiwan to China in 1979. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.